We are talking today with our Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Secretary Arthur, you're just back from Washington, D.C. Tell us a little bit about some of the highlights of what you were able to accomplish on behalf of agricultural producers in the state.
Well, certainly was very glad to have a chance to go to D.C., and Jan Lee Rellett, who is our Deputy Commissioner, traveled with me as well. We had several meetings with USDA and some of our counterparts there, certainly talking a lot about animal health as we're watching as things move across the world, and certainly African swine fever was a big piece of the discussion, and as we've seen it in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. So we talked a lot about that and disease preparedness and how we can work together. Also had several meetings with the Foreign Ag Service. A big part of what we're trying to do is get more of our Oklahoma products into those international markets, and those discussions were very good. But then also met with FSIS, the Food Safety Inspection Service, which is our counterpart at the federal level, about the processing sector. And I know that has been certainly a part of lots and lots of discussions here in Oklahoma and across the United States. But I think some good opportunities that will be beneficial for Oklahoma coming out of all of those discussions. And then a very unique part of our visit is that we were able to have visits with four separate embassies. We went and visited. We actually got to visit with the ambassador himself at the EU, and then had discussions at the Israeli embassy, the India embassy, and then Taiwan. And so our focus there, tying back to trying to get these products into those international markets, and our follow-up from all of those meetings is we're going to have some folks coming here to Oklahoma and lots of opportunity for several of our commodities to access those markets.
You obviously very busy. You're curious as far as some of the conversations on meat processing. Big challenge. We're getting some money, it looks like, coming into the state. Some of our state inspected facilities may have the resources to become a federally inspected facility. Are we going to have all the boots on the ground to be able to make that a reality, you think?
Well, Ron, that was certainly a big part of our discussion, because if we don't have the inspection capacity there in those federal facilities, then making that jump from state inspected to federally inspected doesn't make sense for our plants here in Oklahoma, and we want them to have that opportunity, because then, as you know, once you've got that USDA seal of inspection, that product can travel anywhere in the world. So that opens up a lot of markets for our folks, and so our discussions with the USDA and specifically FSIS is how can we collaborate together. Oklahoma is fortunate that we have a couple of TA plants, which the TA is the Talmadge-Aiken Act, which allows state inspectors to act on behalf of the federal government. But then certainly it's that to your boots on the ground, we've got to have the people in those positions to make those inspections work. And we really will continue to engage in dialogue with FSIS, because we want them to make that a priority so we can see expansion in these small and medium-sized facilities.
I know that there's been talk about the legislature's trying to step up and also provide some state monies, but it's going to be, I guess, a combination of needing some state resources, but also a lot of these federal resources that are trickling down as well.
It has to be a combination, and we were very appreciative of the legislature here in Oklahoma. They provided funding for us to have five additional meat inspectors here at the Department of Ag, and we've got those folks online now and spread out across the state. But I know you've seen this demand for that local processing continues to grow, even after we're this far away from the initial issues that we had very early on in March and April of 2020. And I really think consumers are going to demand that local product, and we want to make sure we're working with our friends at the federal government to make sure we can get it inspected and into the marketplace.
I know that you had, a couple of the trade groups that you were able to stop by and spend some time with, MPPC as well as the NCBA. Obviously, some of these issues like African swine fever are very much on their minds, but also a lot of these things about trying to, improve the marketplace for our cattle and for our hogs. Market transparency is a big deal with them, I know.
It absolutely is, and we were so glad that both the pork producers and NCBA took the time to visit with us, certainly about what our priorities are here in Oklahoma. But we had some of that international discussion as well, because so much of the value that is found in the protein sector is because of access to those global markets. And we need to make sure that we are having the right discussions to access those products and increasing that demand, certainly here in the United States, but really around the world.
At this point, you know, you feel like that there will be some good opportunities for follow-up, it sounds like.
I really do. And, you know, you never want to count your chickens before they hatch, but we had some really good discussions and already planning some additional visits for folks to come here to Oklahoma. And we think that's a big part of our job is to promote how great our farmers and ranchers are here and certainly the commodities that we produce. And when we get exposure to those other markets and they have a chance to come here to Oklahoma to see those products and meet our producers, I think that makes a huge difference in the opportunities that exist in the global marketplace.
Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.